Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. The servant must have had some idea just how important a task he was sent on. The servant used everything he had at his disposal to pursue the goal of finding his master's son a wife. At the same time, he was depending on God to do what we might think is the impossible. He was not relying only on his own resources. He was relying fully on his own resources and fully on God to do what God must do, and he was not disappointed. God came through for him. The servant was not the only one being directed by God. So too were Rebecca and her family, all of those who were part of her circumstances. The servant had made the initial contact and had gotten an encouraging response, yet his work was not done. There were important details that still needed to be addressed. The first one who comes out to meet him after Rebecca runs home to tell Mom what has happened is her brother Laban. Laban has this mindset, "Don't let this guy get away. I saw what he gave my sister. We can't let him get away." He can feel the intensity of the drama here. Rebecca ran to tell her mother. Laban ran to go see this fellow who comes with these wonderful gifts. It is almost too exciting for him to maintain his composure. In our introduction to Laban, we see some strong hints of his character that will come out more clearly later on. Laban is motivated by wealth and possessions. What is in it for him? That came out clearly in his interaction later on with Jacob. But yet, at the same time, Laban is not a total cad. He is hospitable. He kept his manners. He is not only concerned for Abraham's servant's personal needs, he is concerned for all of the ones who are with Abraham's servant. You do not head off on a 450-mile journey each way, more or less, with 10 camels and try to manage that all by yourself. Abraham's servant had helpers. There were men who went with him, and Laban made sure that their needs, along with those of the camels, were met. So he carried out the expected Eastern hospitality. They get the animals taken care of. The servants have their needs met. They bring the servant into the house, set a plate and food in front of him, and he says, "No, time out. I'm not ready for that yet. My job is not done. I have to tell you why I am here." He was task-oriented. He could not relax as long as there were some other things that needed doing. He intended there should be no misunderstanding as to what he had in mind and why he was there and who had brought him. Laban probably should have taken some notes. It does not seem as though he did. In fact, misunderstanding was something he encouraged later on in his life. The servant gives a complete recital of exactly everything important that had happened to him since he left Abraham's home. This might seem like redundancy, additional information they did not need to be troubled with. Since it is all happening so fast, they need time to process what is going on. By listening to the servant tell the story the way he does, it is a perfect opportunity for Rebecca and her family to begin to get to know Abraham, even though he is not there. What kind of person is he? What motivates him? What about his son Isaac? They get to begin an acquaintance with Abraham and Isaac's character. They have time to think through what his servant is there for. He wants to take their daughter away. Can he be trusted with their daughter? You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.